secret bunker on the frontier of forgotten America. This is the Steve Gerber Show for Tuesday, April 9th, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know. Three, whatever happened to Beto O'Rourke? I mean, wasn't he the hip new flavor of the week for the Dems? He was rolling in cash, making a splash, and yet suddenly there's almost no one coming to hear him talk and watch him flail about. Two, classified information is leaking at an unprecedented rate out of the administration as lifers inside the Beltway try to damage us in any way they can. It is dangerous to all of us, but the Dems just see a chance to score. And number one, a man living in Maryland and inspired by ISIS was all set to kill people walking down the street in National Harbor, Maryland, but police caught on before he could go on his murderous rampage. We were just there at National Harbor, and that just shows you how close you can come. Ivy and I were just there. And this is how close you can come to being part of a targeted terrorist attack by this Islamic ISIS supporter. He had stolen a U-Haul truck. And his intention was to use it to drive down the sidewalk in National Harbor, Maryland, and kill as many people as possible. His name, Rondell Henry, 28 years old, living in Germantown, Maryland. Don't know where he's from yet. Haven't heard enough yet to know where he's from. But he was inspired by the attack in Nice, France, that ISIS took credit for. And he wanted to do the same thing. So he saw this U-Haul truck, and he stole it on March 26th. And he went missing. And his coworker said, "This guy's missing. Don't know where he is." But the driver who had rented the U-Haul noticed a man driving a blue BMW following the U-Haul off I-395 on the mall property, then followed the U-Haul into a parking garage and parked a few spaces away. When police responded to the garage, they found the BMW near where the U-Haul had been stolen. The BMW, of course, was Mr. Henry's. Now, for 2 years, according to the detention memo, Henry had harbored hatred for those who don't practice the Muslim faith, and he was going to use the truck to kill as many as possible. He was inspired by videos he watched on foreign terrorists. He decided to conduct a vehicular attack like the 2016 attack in Nice, France, for which ISIS, like I said, claimed responsibility. So after he stole the van, left his car in the parking ramp that they traced back to him, he went to Dulles International Airport in Virginia. Henry left the U-Haul and entered the terminal to see how he could find his way through security because he wanted to harm as many disbelievers as he could in a way that created maximum publicity. After he tried to breach Dulles' security perimeter for more than 2 hours, he returned to the U-Haul and then drove to National Harbor, which is just outside of D.C. It's where CPAC was held, where Ivy and I just were. We know it well. We've been there a couple of years in a row or more for CPAC. And he got there at 10 in the morning, and he decided to wait because there weren't enough people to kill at that point. He told the detention people that when he was going to drive down the sidewalk, he was going to drive and drive and drive and drive and kill as many people as he could and not stop. That was his plan. But police found the U-Haul, ran the plates on it on the street in National Harbor, then went to the cameras. When we went to the cameras, they saw Henry going to a boat nearby at the harbor, break into the boat. And when he exited that boat where he had been sleeping, he was promptly arrested. So here's what's happening. Prince George's County Police have him in holding. He is facing 10 years in prison. It's not going to get a lot of attention after today. It'll be forgotten. It'll be forgotten because he didn't have the chance to murder scores of people as he intended by driving his truck down the sidewalk, maiming and killing as many infidels as possible in the glory of Allah in pursuit of the ISIS ideals. So it'll be forgotten and won't be talked about much, but these sorts of incidents are all too common and all too frightening, in this case, all too close to home for me because I stay in National Harbor, Maryland, at least once a year, sometimes more. Ivy and I do when we attend conferences and go to the White House and other things. We like National Harbor. It's a great place just across the river from D.C. It's a beautiful place, beautiful environment, great restaurants, great people, lovely area. And this guy wanted to destroy it. He wanted to destroy it because too many non-believers were there. Yeah, lots of reports on this guy. It's a stark reminder of how the terror threat continues to involve all of us. 18 years now since the 2001 attack and terrorism. 2 decades later, almost still at our doorstep. Let that be a reminder to you. Let that be a reminder to you of what's going on and that you need to remain vigilant at all times. Be aware of your environment. Be aware of what's around you. You know, I've got a friend who's a state trooper who never sits with his back to the door. If we go out for lunch, he never sits with his back to the door. Of course, he never pays for lunch either, now that I think about it. Anyhow, that's not important now. What's important now is that he is situationally aware and he knows where the exits are to the room. When he walks in someplace, he looks around. He evaluates who's in the room, how he might get out if he needed to, how he would defend his position. These are all things that go through people's minds, some people, while others are just oblivious to everything going on. Need to go in and evaluate a room, figure out, okay, where's the exit? How do I get out of here if I needed to? So on and so forth. Get an overlay of the place in your mind. And do things happen? Oh, pretty much never. But if they did, would you be ready? If something happened in a restaurant today at lunch, would you be ready? If a truck came careening down the sidewalk, would you be paralyzed or would you be able to react in time to save your life or that of those around you? Important questions. Because you never know if you might become the focus of a terrorist attack. Whether homegrown or imported doesn't matter. If there was a shooter, an active shooter, would you be able to react to that? Would you know what to do? Would you be prepared? Would you be ready? Would you shelter in place or would you fight back? These are questions that are valid today in 2019. And it doesn't matter what the active shooter is or what the trigger is. It doesn't matter whether it's homegrown, somebody mad at the office, somebody that got fired, or a terrorist. It doesn't matter where it comes from. How would you react? How would you extricate yourself from that situation? How would you come out alive? Questions that I think are valid questions in 2019. You know, a truck careening down a sidewalk, difficult place to be, especially if it started right about where you were, no time to react. Maybe there is, maybe there isn't, but you have to react. You can't be paralyzed. You have to react to things quickly. Your brain has to fire quickly and move quickly, and therefore you respond. Active shooter situation, you may have time to make a decision or two, but maybe not many. There are threats to us. You're aware of it, and so am I. I'm just offering you the chance to be prepared. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers all across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. It's the Steve Rivers Show on a Tuesday. We'll be right back.
Who says you can't build a healthy economy while protecting the environment? At DTE Energy, we're already doing it. DTE is on track to reduce carbon emissions by more than 80%, generating power from cleaner natural gas, solar, and wind, and creating thousands of Michigan jobs, all while keeping energy affordable and reliable. You see, we can have both a healthy environment and a healthy economy. DTE Energy. Find out more at journeytoeighty.com. For all the dinners cooked.
Something smells good.
For all the clothes dried. For all the hot showers. There's safe, reliable natural gas from DTE. We keep gas safe by constantly inspecting, upgrading, and monitoring our lines 24/7, 365. So you can just enjoy all those dips in the hot tub.
Now this is the life.
Find out more at dteenergy.com. DTE.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Gain practical experience with emerging technology and equipment not found in the civilian world. The Army National Guard can get you started in an array of STEM-related career fields such as information technology, communication systems, special forces engineers, technical engineering, air traffic control, and chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear science. Get a head start on your career in an exciting new field while earning to pay for college, all while serving in your own community. Log on to NationalGuard.com or talk to a recruiter in your area to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities available to you in the Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.